Welcome back to In Depth with Academia. I'm Price, CEO of academia.edu, and I'm here with you for another dive into latest in academic thinking, presented a totally neutral way. I'm not here to endorse or reject any concepts, just you, the most intriguing insights today's scholarship. So we're exploring a by Ruku Ayansan, tracing the wakapapa of desire, understanding the of want within Te Putama Ote. What's this about? Well, the question at the heart of Ruku Ayansan's work is, where do our desires actually come? Are they really ours? Or did we somehow inherit or absorb from somewhere else? And maybe more importantly, how does understanding that help us live more authentically and, well, maybe even happily? Now, this is a significant question, right? Think it. So much of life is engineered. Make us want stuff. New phones, new. Sometimes even wanting things for the sake of wanting. Social media, advertising, culture. These forces shape what we think we want. But it's honestly kind of wild to realize most of us almost never ask, wait, that desire really coming from me? Or did it slide in through, say, YouTube ads or family expectations or some random conversation. So what exactly does the paper say about this? Let's break it down. First off, Ayansan introduces wakapapa of desire, which pulls from the Maori concept wakapapa, a sort of genealogy or a layered origin story, not just for people, but for ideas, things, feelings. If you trace the wakapapa of a desire, you're asking, what's the lineage of this want? Did it start with me? Did it get planted by someone else? Which I is kind of a mind-blowingly deep way to approach self-reflection. The paper also draws on neuroscience. Turns out the anticipation of wanting something fires up our brains even more than actually getting it. Dopamine lights up more on expectation than on reward. So wild, right? Which kind of means that wanting is almost hardwired for us but gets hacked very effectively by consumer culture, so we end up chasing things over and over, like dogs chasing cars, but never actually satisfied. Then there's the idea, social comparison. We want what we see others have, what's portrayed as desirable. This is just narcissism. It's apparently a neurological thing, sort of monkey want vibe. That makes it really hard to tease apart which of our desires come from our innermost selves, which have just leapt onto us from outside. Now, Ruku Ayansan doesn't stop there. Paper brings in determination theory, which suggests that three core needs, autonomy, competence, and this drive well-being. And when we don't meet these needs authentically, we fill the gap with desires for things that don't really matter. Shopping, seeking approval, new gadgets. He argues that by tracing the wakapapa, that's the fancy word wakapapa, every want, we can spot which ones are truly ours and which ones are planted by, I don't know, Instagram or tradition, something else should pause to again. My job here isn't to promote this framework. I'm just explaining the neutrality above all. Okay, moving on. Quick digression. I was thinking the other day about like how people to want completely things even just a few decades back. Remember when people craved portable DVD players? Now it's streaming services. It really does make you wonder where these waves of wanting come from. Like, why does no one crave beepers anymore? Anyway, probably a rabbit hole for another time. So does this all for you, the listener? Well, the practice that Ruku Ayansan describes isn't just forests. The paper encourages everyday people like you and me to ask, when did I first want this thing? Who or what introduce this longing? What am I hoping to actually feel if I get it? Sometimes tracing the roots can us that A is actually masking something deeper, a wish for connection or comfort, or even just a break from stress. And when we realize that, maybe, just maybe, we can choose how to respond rather than just react. Practically, D is supposed to help in all sorts of wellness settings, from finances to food to digital life. You've ever wondered why you keep scrolling late at night, or why that new tech gadget seems to call your name, time you see it advertised, or why you feel you have enough? This approach, try tracing that feeling's wakapapa. It might give you a clue, and maybe even a sense of freedom. Of course, this is just one paper, and academic ideas are always open for debate, expansion, and revision. Research isn't truth handed from on high. It's more like a conversation and, well, sometimes an argument about to see ourselves and the world. So you listening, maybe notice you're next to want something, big or small. And maybe, if you feel like it, take a moment to ask, where did that come from? Is it really your own, or is some force, quietly or maybe not so quietly, guiding your wants? That's all for today's episode of In Depth with Academia 4. And as always, keep questioning, keep exploring, and remember, research is a tool for reflection, not a final answer. Catch you next.